Saturday, February 8th. The last thing I wanted to do was take Brianna to the Candy Kingdom Playland at the mall, but Mom had invited some ladies over for her book club and asked a certain someone to take Brianna out so she wouldn't wreak havoc at home. This someone agreed to do it, but his secret plan was to hang out with friends at the bowling alley and dump Brianna at the mall with her poor, unsuspecting older sister. Of course, I totally lost it and yelled, "Dad, that was a really jerky thing to do to me. You should be ashamed." But I just said it inside my head so no one else heard it but me. I sat on a bench in front of Candy Kingdom and tried to write in my diary. I watched Brianna slide down from the castle tower, jump into the moat filled with balls, and bounce in the royal dungeon until my eyes glazed over. OMG! I was so bored, I wanted to grab one of the giant plastic lollipops and knock myself unconscious to put an end to my suffering. To make matters worse, the place was decorated with zillions of hearts, which unfortunately reminded me that the sweetheart dance was only a week away, and I still needed to get up the courage to ask Brandon to go. Just great! I was about to go grab that giant lollipop when I saw our neighbor lady, Mrs. Wallabanger.
"Hello, Nikki dear," she said cheerfully. "What a pleasant surprise to see you here. How are your parents?"
"Hi, Mrs. Wallabanger. Both of my parents are doing fine. How about you?" Mrs. Wallabanger's smile quickly faded.
"You say they both have the flu. Goodness gracious!"
She shook her head in pity.
"I hear there's a nasty bug going around right now."
In spite of her hearing aid, Mrs. Wallabanger was still very hard of hearing. She usually misunderstood about 90% of everything I said. So most of the time, I just went along with whatever she said and didn't try to correct her. Although she's a bit eccentric and very feisty, she's basically a nice person.
"Will you tell your mother I'm going to bring over some of my famous chicken soup, all right, dear?"
Okay, I answered awkwardly.
"Oh, and before I forget, I want to introduce you and Brianna to my grandson," she said.
That's when I noticed the cutest little boy standing behind her. He was about the same age as Brianna. He saw me looking at him and bashfully hid his face. "Brianna," I motioned for her to join us. "Come say hello to Mrs. Wallabanger's grandson." "What grandson?" she asked, looking around. "Is he invisible?"
"Girls, I want you to meet Oliver," Mrs. Wallabanger said. "Don't be shy, Oliver. Nikki and Brianna won't bite."
I grabbed Brianna firmly by her shoulders. I don't bite, but with her, you can never be too careful. Oliver saw Brianna and came out of hiding.
"Hi there, Mrs. Wallabanger's grandson," Brianna said excitedly.
She gave him a toothy grin and held out her hand to shake his. But he just looked at her and stared at her hand in amazement. Suddenly, he pulled something out of his pocket and placed it over his hand. It was a tattered gym sock. It had several small holes and was covered with dirt stains. An oversized pair of googly eyes had been sewn into the sock, and a large button nose was dangling by a loose thread.
"I'm Oliver, and my friend Mr. Buttons thinks your hand smells like Cheetos," he said, holding up his sock puppet. "That's 'cause Miss Penelope and me had some for lunch," she replied and licked sticky orange dust from her fingers. "Cheesy. Wanna taste?"
She shoved her slobbery hand in Oliver's face.
"Gross!"
He wrinkled his nose and pushed her hand away.
"Girls got cooties." Well, you have way more cooties than me, you big meanie, Brianna yelled back.
Mrs. Wallabanger looked totally confused.
Now, what's all of this talk about Girl Scout cookies and beans and weenies?
Actually, Oliver and Brianna were just having a, friendly little discussion about their favorite foods. I lied.
Well, Nikki, dear, could I ask you to do me a big favor? I'd like to make a quick stop by Radio Shack to see if they have some hearing aid batteries. I like to keep a few extra on hand because without them, I can't hear a thing. Would you mind watching Oliver until I return?
Sure, I answered. Just take your time. Brianna and Oliver can get to know each other better.
Thank you. Oh, you're such a sweetheart.
She smiled and pinched my cheek.
I'll be back in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail.
Brianna, be nice to Oliver, okay? I said. Why don't you two go play together?
I don't want to play with that weirdo, she shouted. Look, he has a puppet on his hand. Besides, Miss Penelope is my best friend, and I only play with her. Well, I don't want to play with you either, Oliver huffed. Mr. Buttons is the bestest, smartest friend in the world, and he's an astronaut, too. Well, Miss Penelope is a superhero like Princess Sugarplum, and she keeps the world safe from the evil Tooth Fairy, Brianna bragged.
Oliver's eyes widened, and he looked like he'd just seen a ghost.
Did you just say the Tooth Fairy? He stammered. Once I swallowed my tooth so she wouldn't come after me. That fairy lady is crazy.
You did that too?
Brianna asked in surprise. The two of them chatted on and on about the Tooth Fairy, dinosaurs, Princess Sugarplum, and chocolate cake for what seemed like forever. And get this. Pretty soon, Miss Penelope and Mr. Buttons joined in on their very weird conversation. The four of them were acting just like BFFs. All of the giggling and puppy love was utterly adorable, even though it involved two very weird little kids, and their even weirder talking hand puppets. If they started having playdates together on a regular basis, I'd have obnoxious imaginary friends, migraines, broken furniture, kitchen fires, and nervous breakdowns times 2. No, 4. I broke into a cold sweat just thinking about it.
I'm back, Mrs. Wallabanger announced. It was so kind of you to watch my grandson for me. Enjoy the rest of your day, girls. Now come along, Oliver.
Oliver ran up to his grandmother and took her hand.
Bye, Miss Penelope.
Oliver, Mr. Buttons, yelled as Oliver waved his little sock puppet hand.
Bye, Mr. Buttons.
Brianna, Miss Penelope, screeched with her very big mouth. After Mrs. Wallabanger and Oliver left, I gave Brianna an evil grin.
Brianna and Oliver sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Stop it, or I'm telling Mom, she yelled at me.
She was blushing profusely, and I couldn't stop laughing. It was sweet revenge for all those times Brianna had embarrassed me in front of Brandon. If I didn't know better, I'd say somebody is having her first crush, I teased.
Not me, Brianna snapped. But Miss Penelope might like Mr. Buttons a teeny weeny bit because they both love chocolate cake. She told me not to tell anyone, so you have to promise to keep it a secret.
Okay, I promise, I said and gave her a big hug. So maybe the thought of Brianna having a crush isn't that nauseating. I'm a romantic after all. I can already picture their future wedding. Brianna would be dressed in a designer Princess Sugar plum gown, and Oliver would be wearing a clunky astronaut suit. The Kitty Gourmet wedding feast would include gummy bear appetizers, SpaghettiOs, chicken nuggets, Teddy Grahams, goldfish crackers, Hawaiian punch, and a five-tiered chocolate cake with bubblegum filling. How cute would that be? Hey, even little psychos like Brianna need love too.